Starshine is in the room. I just turned this on because I heard him meowing. So, hang on. Okay. So, welcome to my audio journal. It's me, Bree. And Starshine just left the room and he was meowing like a second ago. I wanted to capture his meow, and so I started recording, like, right as I heard him start to meow, and, so yeah, it's April 14th, 2024, and the time is 5:03 p.m., and I'm just hanging out here. So, yeah, both cats are now in the other room, and, yeah, I wasn't going to do an audio journal today, but I have enough content to do one, and I wrote down enough notes to make a decent audio journal today, and I'd rather record it while it's fresh on my mind and not wait until tomorrow. And I want to try to do one every day, but I don't know how realistic that is. Anyway, just before, like earlier, Starshine was sleeping on my dresser. And he was sleeping on my dresser like a couple weeks ago, and then he hasn't for a while. But today he was sleeping on my dresser because one day I left a sweatshirt on my dresser and Starshine laid on it, and so I just kept it there. And that's one of his favorite spots now to sleep. But he hasn't slept there in like a couple weeks, but he did today. And so Starshine woke me up at 3:30 a.m. He keeps doing this. This is crazy. Like, am I going to have to deal with this for the rest of my life? Is he just going to wake me up every day at 3 a.m.? He just meows until I feed him. And if I just ignore it, if I just ignore him, he just meows for hours until I wake up. So yeah, I don't want to have to deal with that every single day. I mean, you have no idea, like, how annoying it is getting woken up at in the middle of the night. Every single night. So it's only been going on for a few weeks. But anyway, so I woke up and I was hearing animal noises underneath the house again this morning. And I did my best to scare them away. I started like stomping and banging on the floor. Then I started growling. Like I started going like through the floor to try to scare away whatever animals were down there. And so, yeah, I'm going to get rid of these animals come hell or high water. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get rid of these animals that keep getting underneath the house. And when we lived at our previous home, we had coyotes. When we were in Contra Costa County, we had, like, coyotes, and so he used to let the cats out every day for like a few hours. And then when we started seeing coyotes, then we decided to keep them indoors cats, strictly indoors cats. But he used to let them outside for a few hours, like for a short period of time. But then like one day we saw a coyote, like maybe, and Starshine just entered the room again. We saw a coyote like within like 20 feet of one of the cats, of Sydney. And we had to get the cats in quickly. But yeah, those coyotes are smart. You know what they do? And Starshine just meowed. Starshine. Starshine. Starshine, here. And he just jumped on the bed. Starshine, good boy, say hi. Say hi, Starshine. And so, yeah, coyotes, What they do is to lure dogs and other animals, like if they're trying to lure a dog or trying to attack a dog, what they'll do is they'll pretend to be friendly. And Starshine just left the room again. They will pretend to be friendly and kind of like pretend to play with the dog. Kind of like run up to it and run back a little bit and just pretend to be friendly. And then what they do is they lure the dog into the woods. And then they have a pack of more coyotes. They have their pack of coyotes waiting. But that's what they do. I thought that was pretty smart of them. I mean, evil, but it is smart of them. But, so yeah. So when we had coyotes at the previous place, like around the time that we saw the coyotes, I read that wolf urine would deter the coyotes. And so I told my dad, and you know what he did? He proceeded to urinate on the property. I'm not kidding. Like a few hours after telling him that we need to get wolf urine, I saw him outside. And I was like, what's he doing? And he came back in and said that he peed like around the fence. So yeah, I don't know if human urine works, but yeah, wolf urine is supposed to detract coyotes and other animals. And so yeah, I may need to get some wolf urine to deter whatever animals are getting underneath the house. I think it's raccoons. So yeah, I'm going to tell my dad that we need some wolf urine. And I also read that they hate lights because they're like nocturnal. Raccoons hate lights. And so I want to get some floodlights and put them underneath the house. And then I read about someone who had the same situation. They had raccoons under their house too. And they used a Bluetooth speaker to blast coyote howls and grunts all day until the animals got scared enough and left and found somewhere else. So yeah, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get rid of these damn animals. So yeah, I'm gonna need 5 gallons of wolf urine, a floodlight, a Bluetooth speaker, a hard hat, a deck of cards. Let's go! Meet me underneath the house with wolf urine, a floodlight, and a Bluetooth speaker. And yeah, I'm gonna get rid of these raccoons or whatever they are. No, but I think that the one-way door is going to be enough to get rid of them. I think that's the right solution, what the pest control guy came up with and recommended. And they were supposed to call my dad back with an estimate for the one-way door, but they never did. But yeah, the cats were looking at me weird as I was stomping on the floor, growling. They were scared. They hid as soon as they heard me growling. They ran and hid under the furniture. They were laying next to each other earlier. They looked so cute. Like a few hours ago, they were, and Sydney just jumped on the bed. And I don't know if you heard her squeak in the background. But anyway, they were like laying right next to each other with like their butts pressed against each other in front of the space heater. And they look so cute. I got a picture of it. It was pretty cold today and this morning. It was colder this morning, but today it only got up to like 53 degrees. And we had the pellet stove on earlier today. He was over today. My dad came over today. And we just hung out, ate some food, and watched Reno 911 again. And so it was cloudy all day. It looked like it was going to rain. I'm not sure if it actually rained at all today. I don't think it did. But it looked like it was going to rain the entire day. And tomorrow it's going to be partly cloudy and 69 degrees. And then it warms up the rest of the week. Here in Lake County, California. Tuesday, 78 degrees. Wednesday, 78 degrees. Thursday, 79 degrees. And Friday, 78 degrees. I played this song yesterday. And I saw this post on Reddit. Hang on. So I was looking up Roxette on Reddit. Like, I Google searched the music subreddit for anything having to do with Roxette to see what other people think. And a lot of people love Roxette. They say that band is like a guilty pleasure. And yeah, I love that band, and I'm not afraid to admit it. But somebody said that the song, that the song is a lyrical wonderland and absolute genius. And actually they were talking about the song The Look, which I also played. So they say Purr is a good singer and carries his own, but you don't listen to Roxette for his vocals. Marie's vocals is the voice you want. The way she holds back and lets Purr take the lead for the majority of the song teases the listener with little backing vocals until the na 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 part. And that's my favorite part. Like when she goes na 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 na. I can't do it. I tried doing it like all day today. Somebody said, they said this post finally made me look up the lyrics to this song after 30 plus years, and they said, this song is a lyrical wonderland and absolute genius. And then somebody else said, it's pretty funny. It's basically just gibberish, but the song really makes it work and fit the subject. And somebody else replied and said, as far as I know, there was a plan for the actual lyrics, but it took off gibberish and all. And this is the song that I'm talking about. I love this song. And I love the na 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 part. The lyrics are just supposedly gibberish. Hang on, I'll read you the lyrics. I just want to hear this again.
as a lover's disguise. Banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Swaying through the band, moving like a hammer. She's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look.
Okay, so I'll just tell you some of the lyrics. So, yeah, they really are gibberish. So, hang on, let me just check something. So here are the lyrics. 1, 2, 3, 4, walking like a man, hitting like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam, never was a quitter, tasty like a teardrop, she's got the look. And then, heavenly bound, cause heaven's got a number, when she's spinning me around, kissing is a color, her loving is a wild dog, she's got the look. She's got the look, she's got the look. What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue, when everything I'll ever do, I'll do for you. And I go, la 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 la, she's got the look. And then, fire in the ice, naked to the T-bone, is a lover's disguise, banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull, she's got the look. Does that make any sense? Fire in the ice, naked to the T-bone, is a lover's disguise, banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull, she's got the look. Swaying to the band, moving like a hammer, she's a miracle man, loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand, she's got the look. And then again, the chorus, it goes, what in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue, when everything I'll ever do, I'll do for you? And walking like a man, hitting like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam, never was a quitter, tasty like a teardrop, she's got the look. What in the world can make you so blue, when everything I'll ever do, I'll do for you? And I go, la 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 la, na 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 na. So yeah, let me just, yeah, listen to it. It's just gibberish. But I want to hear the na 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 part again. It's been stuck in my head all day. And I was like singing it to my dad. I was better earlier. I'm nervous right now. But when he was over, I was doing it really good earlier.
Looking like a man, hitting like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam. Never was a quitter, tasting like a raindrop. She's got the look. And she goes,
she's got the look. She's got the look. See? I was pretty good there. It was stuck in my head all day. That part of the song. That's my favorite part. I'm going to play that again, if that's okay with you. Anyway, what else do I have written down in my notes? I saw this article. It's on Rolling Stone, and they are making a new docuseries that's coming out about the Hell's Angels. It's called Secrets of the Hell's Angels, and it's premiering this Sunday on A&E, and so yeah, a docuseries about the Hell's Angels. It's going to be like 1-hour episodes, and so yeah, if anyone is interested in that, just a heads up. And also, so there was Coachella, and No Doubt played at Coachella. So here's the headline: No Doubt ramps up the ska in its high-powered Coachella reunion. The band ripped through hits like Just a Girl, Don't Speak, and Bathwater with Olivia Rodrigo. And yeah, I was a huge No Doubt fan growing up in the 90s. I listened to a lot of alternative music growing up. That's what I listened to mostly. My older brother listened to a lot of alternative, and so naturally I grew up with a lot of alternative and listened to a lot of alternative. We were big Weezer fans and Green Day. I would say probably Green Day and Weezer were like my favorite bands growing up, and I'm talking when I was like maybe... Well, I don't really want to say how old I am, but I was pretty young when I started listening to alternative music. But yeah, I loved like Green Day, Weezer. I love Weezer so much. They might be my favorite band. And Pearl Jam, No Doubt, Sublime, Nirvana. All of those quintessential 90s alternative and grunge bands I grew up listening to. And yeah, I love that music. I listen to a little bit of everything, but I love alternative music because I grew up listening to it. And so I did an audio journal for my dad, just showcasing Weezer songs because, well, it's kind of a long story that I can get into, but my dad hasn't really heard much Weezer before I made that audio journal for him, and I think I'm going to do it again and post it here, and like post it online and just put it out to the world, instead of, because I've been audio journaling for a few weeks now. And it's only the past few days that I've started actually uploading them to my Podbean account and like trying to get listeners, trying to make it more entertaining. But even if I don't get any listeners, I'm still entertaining myself because I love listening to my audio journal. I love making it and then listening to it. It's like my own personal private podcast for myself. And so, yeah, that's what I do. I listen to my audio journal like 10 times after I'm done making it. And it's entertaining. I like listening to myself. Some of my previous audio journals are just, like, really good, actually. And so, yeah, I'm proud of myself, actually, for some of the audio journals that I've made in the past. And so, yeah, I love Weezer so much, and I will, in the near future, do a separate audio journal just with some of my favorite Weezer songs. And I'll post it. And I really like, well, I love their first album, the Blue album. I remember first listening to that. I was pretty young when I first listened to that one. And there are so many good songs on that album. And then I also like one of their more recent ones. I like the Seasons Spring album. By the way, there's a Weezerpedia, because sometimes I've Googled songs and the Wikipedia didn't show up, but the Weezerpedia showed up in Google. So yeah, I really like their Seasons Spring album, which came out in 2022, when they put out a short album for each season, and the spring one is my favorite one. There are a lot of really good songs on that one. And Seasons is spelled S-Z-N-Z. And so, anyway, No Doubt was at Coachella. They took the stage at 9:25 p.m. promptly. And Olivia Rodrigo was there. And this is what it says from the article. I saw the clip too. I'll play the clip. So Olivia Rodrigo tore herself away from her ongoing Guts World Tour to join No Doubt for a spirited rendition of their 2000 ska pop smash Bathwater off their album Return of the Saturn. And Rodrigo has cited the record as a major influence on her songwriting. No Doubt's return was perhaps the most surprising entry on the Coachella bill this year, given how long it's been since they last played together. No Doubt's last live performances before this were a handful of dates in 2014 and 2015. So it's been 9 years since they played a concert, and yes, I saw it on YouTube, and it's interesting. That's all I'll say. And so, yeah, I do have a, clip of them playing Just a Girl.
And I feel like, you tell me, but I feel like this song just possibly could be more relevant now than it's ever been. But you tell me,
I hope that's not too loud.
What you looking at?
Sounds like me growling at the animals this morning underneath the house. So yeah, it was an interesting performance. So yeah, I do have more stuff to talk about. These two articles from Rolling Stone. The 50 worst decisions in movie history. And of course, the 500 greatest albums of all time. And I'm not going to be able to get through this in this episode, so I'm going to break this down into further audio journals. And so yeah, 50 worst decisions in movie history. You can look forward to that on a future audio journal, as well as the Weezer audio journal. And also, I will slowly go through the top 500 albums of all time, which Rolling Stone published December 23rd of last year, or December 31st of last year, of 2023. And so I'll go through five today. I'll go through like maybe 5 or 10 in each audio journal, depending on how much time I want to fill. And okay, so number 500, Arcade Fire Funeral. And I like Arcade Fire. I first heard them in 2010 when they came out with the album The Suburbs. I remember the song Ready to Start. I think that was their biggest hit from it. But yeah, I like Arcade Fire, so this is just a sample. Number 499, Rufus Chaka Khan, Ask Rufus, their album Ask Rufus, from 1977. Yeah. Suicide is the band, and Suicide is the album. These New York synth punks evoke everything from the Velvet Underground to rockabilly. Martin Rev's low-budget electronics are violent and hypnotic. Alan Vega screams as a rhythmic device. Late night listening to Frankie Teardrop, a 10-minute plus tale of a multiple murder, is not recommended. A droning voice in the wilderness when they appeared in the 70s. A droning voice in the wilderness when they appeared in the 70s. The duo would influence bands from Arcade Fire and the National to Bruce Springsteen, who covered Suicide live in 2016. Number 497, Various Artists, The Indestructible Beat of Soweto. My 496, Shakira and her album Donde Están Las Ladrones from 1998. And number 495, Boys to Men and their album 2 from 1991. And I just tried to play a clip. I didn't play the clip from number 498, Suicide's album Suicide from 1977. I hit play and it's just loading. It's not playing. Yeah, I don't know why it's not playing. It's loading but not playing. And let me see if the Shakira one plays. And Boyz II Men, $4.95. Okay, so I'm gonna be playing more from this list. I'm going to be counting down this list in future audio journals. And yeah, that's all that I have today. And so I'm going to close out this audio journal and sign off. I will talk to you later. Goodbye.